This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Berman. A COVID-19 vaccine developed by a Chinese drug maker is the first to be granted official approval by China's government. China's National Medical Products Administration announced Thursday that it has given conditional approval to a vaccine developed by Beijing Biological Products Institute, a subsidiary of state-owned Sinopharm. The regulatory agency granted the approval a day after Sinopharm said the vaccine had an efficacy rate of 79.3% against the coronavirus in a final large-scale clinical trial. However, outside experts have questioned the company's claims since it has not been provided the necessary data so that it can be independently verified. Scientists say there is reason for concern but not alarm about new variants of the coronavirus. The strain that has been spreading in England is now in the United States. California has announced the second U.S. confirmed case of the new and apparently more contagious variant of the coronavirus. Meanwhile, officials in Colorado said the first person discovered to have the variant in the U.S. was a Colorado National Guardsman who had been sent to help out a nursing home struggling with an outbreak. A second Guard member who also worked in the nursing home is also suspected of having the variant. Scientists say the new variant does not seem to cause more serious COVID-19 illness than previous versions of the virus. They also expect the current vaccines will work against it. British officials reiterated that there is no data suggesting the new variant hurts the effectiveness of the available vaccines. Norwegian rescuers are using drones and dogs in search for 10 people still missing Thursday, a day after a landslide in southern Norway swept away more than a dozen buildings. 10 people were injured,